Hello from the Resilience Whisperer. This is Dennis Hoiberg speaking. Welcome to this special podcast that I'm doing to assist people to get through some dry times. Many of my friends and clients throughout Australia are currently dealing with some of the worst climatic circumstances that they have found themselves in their life. I'm hearing many of the old-timers in the community saying they've never experienced anything like this. So it's important that I can help you to get through these times. Those of you who have heard me speak in the past will know my number one rule for your emotional resilience is learn to look after yourselves. Because if you can't look after yourself, you can't look after your family, your mates and your businesses. But what does this mean in such difficult, challenging times? So I thought I'd create this podcast to give you some practical tips about how to get yourself through these challenging times. Probably the first thing I want to say to you is, hey, we have to accept where we are. It is what it is. It is something that is outside our control, and it's important because so many things are out of our control that we focus on the things we can control. Sometimes we worry about stuff, and I know there are many people who are listening to this podcast who are extremely worried about for their businesses, for their communities, and for the broader world. We can only focus on what we can control. I can't make it rain, neither can you. But what I can do is give you some tips to be able to focus on those things that you can control and to direct your activities. Next thing I want to say to you is, regardless of how things get, how bad things get, try and maintain positive habits. And those positive habits are around things like your sleep, things like your nutrition, things like your exercise, things like your interaction with your community. Sometimes in these difficult times, we start to go inside ourselves. We start not to do the things that we need to do to get us through on a day-to-day basis. There are a couple of issues with this. One is we tend not to focus on ourselves, and we tend to get a little bit lazy and a little bit slack. That's not a good situation for us to be in at a personal level, and certainly not good for us to be in that position in a business level. You need to focus on process in terms of running your life and running your farms and running your businesses and running your relationships. Don't take your eye off the ball. There will come a time when things do turn. Things always do turn. Maybe not immediately, but they will eventually. We need you to be in the position for when things do turn, you're there. You're ready to respond. So maintain your habits. Maintain those things that you would normally do when things are in a different situation. Now, some of you will say, well, Dennis, there's nothing to do. I'm just struggling to keep focused. And I get that. So I'll give you a few tips later in my presentation about some of the things I've done with some of my communities to help them through some tough times. But look, focus on your sleep. Focus on your nutrition. Focus on your activities. Next thing I want to tell you, folks, is I want you to focus on and remember to ask yourself the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Now, that's a key question that those of you who have heard me speak know that I ask everyone I work with. Why do you do what you do? Some of you people will say, well, I'm not quite sure why I do what I do. Some of you will say, look, Dennis, I do what I do because I love living in regional and rural Australia. I love my farm when things are going well. I love my community when things are going well. Remember that. A lot of us will live around regional and rural Australia. We'll go through these tough times because this is in our DNA. And I can tell you stories of people around the world who have got through some really bad times because they understood why they're doing what they're doing. Some of you may say to me, Dennis, I'm doing what I do because I'm in so much debt I can't get out of it, or there's nothing else I could do if I'm not on the farm. Now, under those both circumstances, I call BS. There's always something for you to do as an alternative. There's always a life somewhere, you know? So don't feel trapped, but really focus on why you do what you do. Now's the time to ask that question. And if you can't answer it, then you and I need to chat or you need to talk to people around you. If we can be clear on your why, it'll be your guiding light. You'll understand why you're putting yourself through all this pain, and you'll understand why this passion is still going through your body. So focus on the why. Why do you do what you do? Another thing I'm going to tell you as a technique is to define boundaries. And by that, what I mean is you can't solve other people's problems. You can't own other people's problems. You can only provide advice. You can provide assistance. You can provide help. But you can't solve people's problems. You have got enough challenges yourself. So focus on those things because they're the things you can control. Boundaries also include your own time management. What can you do, when you can do it, and how can you do it? Focus on those types of things. Tend to focus on the things that you need to do on a day-to-day basis to run your business, or run your family, or run your relationships. With other people in your environment, certainly be empathetic. We're all going through the same thing, right? We're all been facing these challenges. You know, you can reach out, you can support, and you can talk, but you can't own. So be empathetic, but certainly don't be sympathetic. Folks, manage your brain. There are two parts of our head, so to speak. There's what I call your brain, and there's also call you the mind. For many of us, our brain's okay. Where we go wrong is our mind. And as I often say, our minds are quite lazy. Our minds will tend to take us to the worst case scenario. You never wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning having positive thoughts. Usually those thoughts are about worst case scenario and what's going to happen to my family, what's going to happen to my business, how am I going to cope with these issues. And that leads us to anxiety, it leads us to overthinking, it leads us to some levels of depression. And that anxiety and overthinking almost de-empowers us. We can't actually do the things we want to do because we're thinking all the time. Our mind has taken over us. So one of the things we need to do is direct our self-talk. We need to listen to the thoughts that are in our heads and to challenge that. We need to challenge those negative thoughts or those depowering thoughts. One of the things I advise my people and my clients when we talk about this stuff is that be really aware of what's going on in your mind. And I advise people to walk around with a little notepad in the top pocket or somewhere on the body. And when a thought jumps into your head, write it down. Don't try and squeeze it. Don't try or suppress it. Acknowledge it. And just at the end of the day, look at all those thoughts and you say to yourself, almost in the third person, I wonder why that thought popped into my head. What was the emotion around that thought? And then what we're going to do is we're going to change that emotion and change the description and make it in a more positive light. Look, there are a number of emotions that shape us, I think, and I know this is politically inappropriate or incorrect, but the work done overseas and by certain people have confirmed it. When we're going through tough times, the thing that shapes females' concerns is a thing called fear, right? And you'll hear females ask questions about how's this going to affect myself? How's it going to affect our relationship? How's it going to affect my family? How's it going to affect my business? How's it going to affect my community, right? And what you'll see is that when women are going through all this type of stuff, they are actually much better in terms of what we call tending and befriending. We'll tend to reach out and we'll tend to friend people. And they'll talk through stuff. Blokes, on the other hand, are driven by a thing called shame. You know, I must not be a good provider. I must not be a good farmer. I must not be a good provider or a parent or a lover or a partner. And I am incompetent and I am not good enough, you know. And you hear people have this thing I call the imposter syndrome where they say, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough as a farmer, as my parent, as my neighbour. And you get all this self-critical self-talk going through your head. Now, what us blokes tend to do is we'll go into flight or fight. We'll try and either deny it or we'll try and dominate those thoughts. And either way, it's not positive. So what we blokes do is tend to bloody suppress those emotions. And those emotions then start to drive our behaviours, you know. So our negative thoughts drive negative behaviours, and that negative behaviour results in stuff like withdrawing ourselves, maybe a bit of addiction, maybe a bloody bit of dysfunctional stuff. And it doesn't help us. So one of the things I want us to do and be really conscious of is what are the thoughts going through your mind, and don't try and suppress them. See, us, what we tend to do is because we overthink, our brain and our mind is full of so many thoughts and so many emotions that it's almost exhausting. So we can't sleep. So many of us sleep through exhaustion, and we never get to what we call that restorative stage of sleeping. So you're lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's always around 3, 3.30 in the morning, except for your dairy farmers, because that's when you're getting up. And you've got these thoughts that are racing, and we know at a neuroscience level that your whole hormone balance is out of control, you know, and it takes hours to get it back in control. So during these bad times, one of the tips I'm going to give you is learn to walk around with a piece of paper. Learn to listen to your own mind almost as a dispassionate third person and ask yourself the question, I wonder why that thought came into my head, and what's another way of thinking about that particular thought? And write it down. Depersonalize it. There's a really good book that now's a good time for you to read called The Confidence Gap by Dr. Russ Harris. And again, many of you would have heard me speak about this book. It's an excellent self-help manual. And one of the techniques Russ talks to us about is depersonalizing, getting all those thoughts outside our heads and managing them. So manage your mind, okay, folks? Manage your mind and get in control of that. And look, one of the ways that we manage our mind is to do. Sometimes we overthink, and we get into this mode of overthinking, and we get so confused we don't do. I'll tell you one of the techniques I've used with one of the communities I work with, and look, a lot of the people I work with are blokes, as you know, I was observing this group, and because we're going through a bit of tough times, we're not actually doing the stuff that we should be doing, and in fact, we got a bit lazy. And when blokes get lazy, what we tend to do is probably drink a bit more, probably eat not as well as we should, and we put on weight. So I introduced within this community of about 20 people a competition called a Fat Off. And it was an 8-week period where we'd just talk to each other about our weight gains and our strategy, and we'd take photos of our weight, and we'd translate it and communicate with everyone. Initially, people were a bit reserved because they thought it was a bit silly, but I noticed over the 8-week period it became a mechanism for us to focus our behaviours on more positive behaviours, but also became a form of communication between people. So people were being connected about a silly little thing about our weight, but it became one of those really powerful mechanisms for us to take our mind off some stuff that wasn't positive to give us something that we can focus on and something we could control. Now, it's only a little example, but it was about doing stuff. It was about doing stuff and not just worrying about stuff. Live in the present is my next piece of advice for you. You know, and this goes back to this point about overthinking. I need you to really live in the present and be aware of what you're doing. My great fear is when we don't live in the present and are distracted, we're not safe to ourselves, we're not safe to the people around us, and we could actually see an increase in accidents because we're not concentrating. You need to focus on what you can control. And it's a recurring theme, isn't it? Focus on what you can control, not what you can't control. Of course, make sure you're interacting with good people. Make sure you're not surrounding yourselves with dickheads, is another way of saying it. We know it's tough, right? There's no value in reinforcing it. It's what we actually do about that toughness in those times that is where the positive conversations occur. And look, you have to understand and you must reflect, there's some really positive, innovative stuff being done in some of the worst places in Australia, because people have chosen to move on. They've chosen to be resilient. And you remember my definition of resilient is not your ability to bounce back through change, but to bounce forward through change and thrive. So be connected. Keep involved with your footy clubs. Keep involved with your netball clubs. When there's professional activities, functions happening, where there's barbecues and there's many of those type of community activities happening, attend. Not only should you attend, but if you think there are other people in your community who aren't attending, reach out to them. I never worry about people who turn up to those speeches I do or those barbecues we conduct because they're there. The people I worry about are the ones who should be there and they're not. So, and you know who they are. You know who they are. So reach out to them, get them involved and encourage them to participate. The other thing I'd say to you is, look, don't overcare for some people. Some people cope with this by just working, by not attending those things. So whilst I encourage you to reach out and talk, don't harass people, you know, because that's the best way to stop people from sharing and talking about their emotions and their experiences. People will cope with this to the best of their ways. Sometimes we don't know what to do, and hopefully this podcast will give you some clues. But don't harass people. Don't ring people every day and say, how are you getting on, mate? You know, but certainly keep in contact with them. So find that balance between them. Now, look, the other thing that I would like to say, I'm sure there are people listening to this podcast who work remotely, you know, who essentially are working by themselves, either in a remote work environment or, you know, in a project where they're essentially by themselves. That is a dangerous environment. Or not dangerous, maybe it is an exposed environment because you're essentially by yourself and you've got no one else to communicate with. For those people, I think the same advice exists, and that is manage your time, manage your energies, you know. Do the stuff that you know that you should be doing when it's best for you to do. Because we've got no one around you supervising you and monitoring you, you have to take that responsibility up for yourself. So set goals, set timelines, set those boundaries. Don't be working all hours every night. Maintain your energies, get outside, go active, walk in the sun, get some of that beautiful sunlight on us, and that's, we know, is really good for our emotional well-being. But also, and this is a general comment, stay off social media, because we will find that no one ever puts negative things on social media. People always put the happy days and happy snaps. And when you're going through a bit of a tough time or feeling a bit isolated, the worst thing you can do is compare yourself with people on social media and people who have created this world for themselves. But at the same time, stay connected. You know, get in those little forums that are positive forums where you can share stuff or that stuff you can encourage other people to contribute with. So there's some things for you, folks. Maintain your positive habits. Accept where you are. Really remember where the why you're doing what you do, okay? That's a really important one for me. Listen to your mind and the way you're thinking and try and turn that around into more positive ways of thinking. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with good people, people who can sit down and share and encourage and build you up, you know. Don't hang around with people who take energy away from you. Look, the most important thing I want you to do is wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, stop and look around. There is beauty all around us. When we're going through tough times, we tend to only focus on the negatives, right? It's a thing called confirmation bias. Our brain only sees the stuff that we allow it to see, right? There is beauty all around. And one of the good things in terms of looking for our beauty is we actually know it changes the hormonal flow. There's a bit of neuroscience around this. It's a thing called gratitude and accepting the fact that, okay, there are some dark areas in my life right now, but, you know, when you look around, there's actually beautiful things. There's beautiful sunsets. There's beautiful sunrises. There's beautiful people in my life, you know. There are things in my life that I should be grateful for and focus on that. And part of being grateful for this, I think, is living your life in the long game, you know. Yes, it's dry right now. It'll probably, I'm not going to kid you, it'll probably have a business effect for the next couple of years. I get that. I can't change that. But live the life of the long game. Understand where you want to be. Understand your goals. You know, set those things. Look for beauty and be grateful. So look, this podcast has been designed to allow people to go through those tough times. I can't make it rain, as I said, but I can help you get through those times that are particularly challenging. And the other thing I'd say to you about our current challenging times is, hey, right now it's one issue. In another year's time is going to be another issue. It's about how we live our lives through these good and bad times. And these techniques are just as applicable in any of those moments of your life. So thanks for listening. I hope it has been of some value to you. You know that you can always give me a call and give me some feedback, either through my mobile 0418 384 619 or through my email, dennis.hoiberg@lessonslearnconsulting.com. Thank you for your listening. All the very best. And remember to look after yourself, your family, your mates, and your community. See you next time.